Okay, let's just dive right in. If you are watching the digital asset world at all right now, you know the meme coin market doesn't just never sleep. It's currently running on like pure hyper-caffeinated energy. And what's really compelling is we're seeing this massive, unmistakable wave of high-velocity trading happening almost entirely on the BNB chain. It's just a spectacle of speed, risk, and honestly, massive potential returns.
It's an ecosystem development that is just impossible to ignore, and it really requires a dedicated deep dive. This rapid acceleration on BNB chain, without question, presents both massive opportunity for early movers and, well, potentially fatal danger for those who arrive late or arrive without the right visibility. Our mission today is pretty clear. We need to cut through all the noise, understand the recent, very deliberate actions taken by Binance to draw a line in the sand, and then dissect why the BNB chain has become this undisputed hotspot for activity. And most crucially, I think, reveal the specific role that actionable, real-time data plays in helping you navigate this environment.
And we absolutely have to start with that tension at the very top. The role of Binance itself, the world's largest crypto exchange, you know, recently felt it had to push back, and push back forcefully, against any suggestion that its own internal activity was fueling these new meme tokens. This wasn't just some internal memo. It was a major public statement about setting boundaries.
That's the core tension right there. And the trigger for this was highly specific. It just shows how fast these narratives can get weaponized. We saw the rise of a so-called screenshot coin, a token that used a viral, probably doctored image to falsely imply it had an official endorsement from the exchange. Just think about that for a second. The tactic itself, they bypassed marketing and went straight for brand association.
Which is exactly why the official response was so severe. They had to slam the door on that hard. We saw reports, I believe it was Yahoo Finance that noted it, where Binance leaders stated very clearly that their employees are strictly prohibited from launching tokens or using Binance's official presence, any of their channels, to promote them. That's a line in the sand drawn with a bulldozer.
And what's fascinating here is the why, the brand risk context, why this matters so much right now. Binance is, I think, desperately trying to avoid being seen as a source of meme coin endorsement or insider hype. They're essentially saying the company, the centralized, regulated entity, is completely separate from the decentralized, often chaotic token culture on its own blockchain.
But that's the central irony, isn't it? They're drawing this massive firewall at the exact moment this chaotic culture is absolutely thriving on their network.
Precisely. BNB chain has just organically become one of the most active ecosystems on the planet for new token launches. And that, of course, includes a huge volume of these high-risk, high-reward meme projects. So the goal is strategic. Establish a strict, legally defensible boundary between the company and the, you know, community-driven token economy. They want to be the infrastructure provider, not the sponsor.
So if you're a trader, what's the actual takeaway from this? This clear public distancing sends a massive signal to you and everyone else out there. Binance is shifting the responsibility squarely back onto you. The implication is you are officially on your own. It's up to you to figure out if a meme coin is legit, if it's early, or if it's just a plain old scam. That whole layer of assumed safety, it's been publicly stripped away.
And that context sets the stage perfectly for the next big question. If the world's biggest exchange is backing away from the hype, why is the BNB chain still the engine? It proves that infrastructure and raw economics matter way more than marketing. The chain itself is, right now, the fastest, cheapest, and most accessible battleground there is for this kind of activity.
Okay, let's dig into that. The core infrastructure advantages. What are the foundational reasons BNB chain is accelerating like this, even without any cheerleading from the main exchange?
It really just boils down to a perfect storm of speed and cost. BNB is still one of the cheapest chains for issuing a token. We're talking minimal transaction fees, and it's incredibly fast. And when you think about trading velocity, that combination of a low barrier to entry and rapid settlement makes it absolutely ideal for high-speed trading. You know, where profit windows might only be open for a few minutes, you need to deploy fast, buy fast, and maybe sell fast, all without gas fees eating up your profit.
And that same infrastructure creates a huge risk factor that bad actors are jumping all over. You mentioned the screenshot coin, but it seems like this speed and proximity creates this general assumption among retail traders that any token on BNB must have some kind of proximity advantage to the main Binance brand, right? Which makes the whole chain a target.
It does. Scams and rug pulls deliberately try to weaponize the Binance brand. It's a strategy. But if you look beyond the scams at the organic growth, the patterns driving this recent wave are really distinct and aggressive. We're seeing what we call higher launch velocity new tokens, deploying not just daily, but in these continuous waves all day long.
And the money is flowing into these new pools much faster than we see on other chains.
Much faster. We're seeing this accelerated liquidity formation, and it's driven by two key groups. First, you have private whales who can move large amounts of capital instantly. Second, you have these local community groups. And it's really important to mention the strong participation from Southeast Asia retail traders. Historically, that region has been a major, often underestimated driver of early meme coin manias. When those groups move, liquidity just appears.
And the reward structure validates all that risk. The sources point out these aren't just tokens that vanish instantly. Multiple BNB-born tokens have been going on incredible runs hitting 10x, even 100x returns, before they are even noticed by the broader crypto world. That kind of return profile creates a powerful magnetic pull for high-risk capital.
It creates the perfect environment for early discovery, but only if you can handle the speed and the sheer volume. The market is just moving too fast for human analysis. And this leads us directly into the necessity of real-time, sophisticated on-chain intelligence.
This is the critical piece for anyone listening. Because if the speed is the problem, what actually solves it? BNB Chain's velocity is its strength, sure, but it's also its biggest challenge. Tokens can explode so quickly. I mean, you literally might have a five-minute window that the early entry opportunity is gone by the time you see it on Twitter or Telegram. At that point, you're just chasing yesterday's news.
Which brings us to the core market truth in this ecosystem. It's this. Success comes from reading the chain, not reading the headlines. To stay ahead of that curve, you absolutely need real-time analytics that reflect what is happening on-chain right now. The transactions, the liquidity, who the deployers are. That visibility is what separates the successful early hunter from the late chaser who ends up buying the top.
So this is where we need to look at platforms engineered to provide that clarity. Things that act like an advanced radar system for this hyperspeed world. We're talking about tools like Av.ai, which are designed specifically to solve that core problem of velocity.
Right, you can't just track price anymore. You have to track the source, the deployment, the movement of smart money. Av.ai provides a multi-layered solution that really attacks the problem from the moment a token is even born.
Let's start with the first, most crucial step. Just detecting new launches. A platform like this tracks deployers across the chain in real time, right? So it surfaces a new token the moment the contract is created or liquidity gets added. That capability lets you, the trader, catch what the crowd literally hasn't even seen yet. You're seeing the genesis of the trade.
Catching it early is necessary, but it's not enough. If you just jump into every new contract, you'll get rugged 99 times out of 100. You need to know if the big money is validating the project. This is where smart money and liquidity tracking comes in. Av.ai automatically flags those critical early movements, whale accumulations, deployer wallet patterns, sudden liquidity injections, things like that.
And you mentioned something earlier that seems vital on BNB Chain, this idea of cluster analysis. Can you unpack that a bit?
Absolutely. Cluster analysis of aggressive buyers means the platform groups together the early transactions to see if they look like a coordinated group, or if they're just scattered random retail buyers. On a fast chain like BNB, whales often dominate those first crucial minutes. And if you see three or four big whale wallets all buying in coordination, well, that tells you something very specific about the launch's momentum. That level of visibility is just non-negotiable for risk management.
I really appreciate that focus on risk because if you're moving that fast, you're operating at maximum risk. You need automated defenses. So the built-in safety and risk metrics are essential. Before you even think about buying, the platform can highlight things like contract risks. Is the code vulnerable? What about holder concentration? You know, is 90% of the supply sitting in five wallets? Is the pool locked?
It's automating the due diligence that a human trader just doesn't have time for in this market. It basically eliminates the need to guess if a token is a gem or a rug pull by analyzing the dev's activity and past behaviors. This is key. If the person who launched it has a history of launching and abandoning projects, you need to know that instantly. Speed is the differentiator, but automated safety lets you use that speed without inviting disaster.
Okay, finally, there's the narrative context. Even the fastest launch needs momentum to hit those 10x or 100x marks. How does the platform help you see that traction early?
It's about aggregation and early signals. The platform surfaces that traction rising volume, community buzz, and puts it into clear ranking lists and trending dashboards. This helps traders catch those rotation trends before they become mainstream news. If the money is rotating out of one narrative and into another, you have to see that shift on chain, not wait for an analyst report a week later.
Right. The bottom line, as we've said, is that if you wait for the mainstream, you've already missed the biggest moves. Binance's public distancing does not slow down this meme coin engine. If anything, it just reinforces a truth that traders have to internalize. Data is the only reliable edge here. The BNB meme coin ecosystem is alive, it's accelerating, and it's far more lucrative and competitive than ever.
Absolutely. The acceleration is a direct result of that infrastructure, cheap and fast, and the massive financial incentives. But that speed requires a change in tools and in mindset.
So what's our final takeaway for you listening to this? In this faster, noisier environment, one that's now being disavowed by the centralized powers tools, providing fast on-chain intelligence aren't optional. They are a fundamental requirement for operating. They help you see through the hype, identify real early momentum, and minimize the odds of getting rugged in minutes.
And this clarification from Binance, I think it marks a real cultural shift. Traders should not expect official signals or implied support anymore. The future of these meme coins is being built bottom-up on BNB chain, driven purely by high-velocity speculation. And that means understanding the data flows, where the capital is going, who's buying, what the risks are, is the only way you can see that future clearly. And most importantly, see it before everyone else does.